It's 8 o'clock. Wheelbarrow full of dicks begins right fucking now.
Gays have been in a fight for their equal rights, whether it be marriage equality, an end to discrimination, or sole ownership of the Bravo network. A big deal was made when Michael Sam kissed his boyfriend in celebration of being drafted by the Rams, I guess because it was viewed as icky. But it seems like that issue has stuck around and will stick around for the foreseeable future. The Yes All Women hashtag has become a battle cry for ladies everywhere to stand up and say, hey, some psychopath killed 6 people. How can I make this about me? Tales of sexism and domestic violence and harassment. The idea is to create awareness that women are more than just fuck dolls, they're people. And of course, the issue of racism, which has intensified in recent months with the release of Clippers owner Donald Sterling's private conversations, the Las Vegas shootings by alleged white supremacists yesterday, but more importantly, by Hollywood's refusal to cast Lupita Nyong'o in romantic comedies. Racism is an issue we tackle every day of our lives. But there's another social issue that trumps all and deserves its place among the Mount Rushmore of the oppressed. And believe it or not, it is also a crime perpetrated primarily by white men. Free pornography. Did you know that free sites like Beej.com, Xvideos.com, Xhamster.com, RedTube.com, YouPorn.com, TubeBait.com, Pornhub.com, and countless others basically steal their content from beautiful men and women who expect to be paid handsomely for having sex with each other? And, I mean, we know, guys, we know how hard it is out there for really, really good-looking people. Not only them, but you also have to consider the crew members, the lighting guys, the boom mic operators, who make their living watching beautiful men and women have sex with each other. If porn stars go away, all we'll have to jack off to is the thousands upon thousands of attention-seeking amateur cam whores willing to do it for free. A truly horrifying future, if you ask me. I urge you today, dear listener, from the bottom of my heart, pay for your porn. It's worth it.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike, joined by my co-host Napier, and via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Travis Hulse.
The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program, the new face of Wendy's. That's right. We are official spokespeople for Wendy's Restaurant. America's favorite old-fashioned hamburger.
I think we're not booting the hot redhead, are we?
Yeah, we're planning on getting her on the show just so, you know, we can talk about the new menu items. I get the impression that it's a distinct possibility that the pretzel burger is coming back, since that is what we were commissioned to be the spokespeople for. So that's exciting news, right?
I think
absolutely.
So.
Pretzel burger coming back, and we're going to promote it on the show.
Dave, are they going to put jalapenos on it this time?
Oh, I don't know. They're going to have, like, several different kinds, maybe? I mean, maybe we could just, you know, request that. Now that, you know, we're big with them now. We're their guys.
That sounds right.
Maybe a spicy mustard sauce.
So I guess I'll tell that story. That's interesting, right? Stories?
It's interesting in that the person who was reading, like, everything that had Wendy's in it obviously didn't read the entire fucking conversation.
So what happened was, a couple months ago, it was April. In April, there was a... There's a gal on Twitter that a lot of people that we're friends with are friends with, and I follow her, and she's fun. I guess we're Twitter pals.
Yeah.
And she really just kind of gets in fights with people about abortion all day.
That's her shtick?
That's her thing. She gets... If people tweet something about, you know, being, like, pro-life, she's on them. And every now and then, it's kind of fun just to kind of, you know, poke in and you know, bring it up a notch. It's like, you know, hey, you guys are having a civilized debate about abortion. Let's bring the wheelbarrow full of dicks into it. So this fella is talking to me about abortion. And what his point was something along the lines of, you know, if a fetus isn't a child, then why do people grieve when it dies or when it doesn't come to fruition or when it's... And my reply was something along the lines of, I grieved when Wendy's quit selling the pretzel burger. There was something in that. And so, I mean, it, harmless enough, bringing pretzel burgers into an abortion debate. I mean, that,
and it's not,
that's
you didn't
something
at,
that happens.
You didn't even at mention Wendy's or anything.
No,
right?
No, I said Wendy's, but I didn't at mention them. No. And so months later, I get a reply from the official Wendy's Twitter account that says, we couldn't have said this better ourselves. Can we use this quote in an advertisement for Wendy's? And I mean, of course, absolutely you can. So there was a link that I could go to and give them consent to use my quote in the ad. And I mean, I filled the whole thing out. I put my name on it and yeah, go ahead, use at WFO Dicks in your Wendy's commercial. So after I did that, and you know, I kind of went on a little, you know, tirade as I tend to do. You know, I was redoing our logo with proudly endorsed by Wendy's in the corner and things of that nature. People were starting to reply to Wendy's, you know, hey man, you realize you just asked the wheelbarrow full of dicks to advertise your hamburgers. And they never replied. So, I mean, hopefully it's all automated and like I'm on the Wendy's website or, you know, wouldn't that be great if you were watching something on, you know, TNT, like, you know, very funny. Oh, no, that's TBS, very funny. And like a Wendy's commercial popped up and right there, I grieved when the Wendy's stopped selling the pretzel burger. And then like one of those little dashes and it said at WFO Dicks.
That's what I like originally imagined was like somebody watching like Ellen or something during like daytime show that somebody's tech savvy enough to like get Twitter and they see the Wendy's commercial with the quote from at WFO Dicks and they go and like, oh, these guys sound like they're, you know, pretty cool. And then they like actually go to your Twitter account and see the thread that this came from.
And Dan is giving me shit in the chat for selling out for free. And I don't see it as selling out because I truly love Wendy's hamburgers. And
especially
so, I mean, it's something that I'm passionate about.
Well, they're good.
I mean, so if you're going to, you know, say Mike likes Wendy's hamburgers, you ain't lying. I love them.
I mean, right. You're aligning your brand with a brand that you love.
Right. Right. We're going to become one. And I'll say this. Every week we give out the goddamn phone number. We don't ever get no calls. That's going to change tonight. Our phone number's going away.
Yay.
I'm just saying. 309-740-1430. Somebody goddamn call and weigh in on these topics, or I'm just not going to talk about the phone number anymore.
I think what you mean is
I'm
somebody...
I'm putting up a goddamn ultimatum. That's what I'm doing.
Somebody should weigh in on Wendy's asking us to endorse their pretzel burger, not call in with all of your fun facts on abortion.
So I've been taking the fish oil.
Like rectally?
No, like, you know, the pills been taken.
Oh.
That's what they say to do. They say to take the fish oil.
I thought you meant like your lady was pegging you.
Why would those two don't have anything to do with each other?
Yeah, you get...
You see the people, they talk about taking the fish oil. I don't ever eat no fish. And supposedly it's good for you. So I've been taking the fish oil.
Apparently it doesn't do anything.
Well, that's not true. That's the fish oil absolutely does something. They can't tell you, if you see like a specialist, they can't tell you to take supplements. But it's helped me. I had fucked up cholesterol and started taking fish oil. And it absolutely brought it exactly where it needed to be.
Well, something I read said that it helps you with your smarts. Like if you're all loopy in your noggin, like it helps you out with that.
And like I can see that.
It's supposed to like help you with like depression and anxiety, and it's supposed to improve bipolar disorder and like improve your mood.
So it's a miracle supplement.
Apparently, yeah. And I, you know what? I don't know if I buy it, but like what I figure is, like if none of it's true, but like I'm taking it thinking that it's gonna improve my mood and, you know, help me out with my smarts, maybe like I'll trick myself into being smarter.
Yeah.
Like I'll have more confidence in my daily life knowing that the fish oil is protecting me.
That's all a state of mind. You can will your brain to think something, and then you will be that guy.
Can't focus on nothing. Can't do nothing. Head's fucked up.
You should take some ginkgo biloba, too.
Biloba?
Yeah, ginkgo biloba. I also take that. I take the fish oil and the ginkgo biloba.
Something, isn't it? Isn't
that ginkgo biloba?
Ginkgo biloba?
Mondo Gecko is a Ninja Turtle friend from back in the day. I don't know. Ginkgo biloba is just ginkgo biloba.
There really should be a Shaggy parody.
Like Shaggy the singer? Like it wasn't me?
Ginkgo biloba. Ginkgo biloba.
You know what I take to make me sleepy? Sleepy pills, because they say like on the little package, these are for sleep and they'll make you sleepy.
But I don't eat no fish. You're supposed to eat fish, right?
Yeah.
Oily fish.
But when I take my sleepy pills, there's not a little thing on the side that says this product hasn't been tested and it's not, you know, anything to do with the FDA. Why can't those pills just, you know, do things like everybody else does instead of bullshit you and put a little asterisk by all the bullshit
ginkgo
saying...
Ginkgo biloba?
Yeah. They put a little asterisk by all the things that they claim it does, and they say, well, it doesn't really do that.
Travis, did I ever tell you the story about the time me and Napier went to the 24-hour diner real late at night and I had to work the next morning? And I said, okay, we go to this 24-hour diner... We got to be in and out pretty quick because I got to work in the morning. Napier said, "Oh yeah, yeah, we're just gonna." We went to the casino and we were gambling until like 12:30 at night. And I was like, "Okay, I am kind of hungry. Let's go eat something." But we got to be in and out pretty quick because I got to fucking work tomorrow. Napier goes, "Yeah, no problem." We go there, we sit down. We were with somebody else. We were with Clayton.
Clayton, and our little friend showed up. Who was that skeevy little stoner with his skinny ass wife that Jenny wanted to make a manager?
I don't know. It doesn't particularly matter, I guess.
Well, that you're saying all these things, but
I mean, like, who is with us doesn't really matter. So we go there, we sit down. I had already established that I got to work tomorrow. We're at this 24-hour diner. Waitress says to me, "Okay, let me take your order." I say, "I want like a hamburger," and she's like, "Cool." Asked Napier what he wanted. Napier said, "I want the catfish," and she said, "Well, you can get the catfish, no problem, but it'll be like a 45-minute wait. We got to cook the catfish." He goes, "No problem." So we order the catfish. We wait 45 minutes. They bring it out. Napier looks at the catfish, and he says, "Oh, I'm not eating that. That doesn't look happy at all." So he didn't eat the catfish. He just poked it with his fork a couple of times, and then he ordered something else. So we waited the 45 minutes. Napier didn't eat the catfish, and then we had to wait for his second meal to be prepared. And needless to say, I was quite tired the next day at work. And that's a good story.
So who ate the catfish then?
Nobody. They threw it away.
Yep.
You ordered the catfish and then you paid for it and you let it sit
on
the plate.
Apparently, Travis, Napier doesn't like catfish. Which
wouldn't you know
question.
You didn't like catfish before they brought it out to your table?
Oh no, I love catfish.
Why did you not eat the catfish?
It had a head on it still.
Catfish have heads.
No, they don't. Not any catfish I've ever prepared myself. You get fillets and then you...
Well, why didn't you just cut the head off of it and then you'd have a headless catfish and then you could eat it?
I'm not doing the cook's job.
Were you guys drinking?
No, not really.
Oh, I was going to say, because you could have put on a... You could have cut the head off of that catfish and had a fun little puppet show or something at the table.
Yeah. It also had the tail on it still,
well,
too.
Well, it was breaded. It was a breaded catfish.
With a head still on it?
Yeah.
It was well, that's fucked up. I probably wouldn't have ate that either.
No. I did that because you invited that skeeby little stoner Chris with us to our outing out to the gambling casino and to get you
the
back.
The gambling casino as opposed to the other casino.
Yeah, with whores. So I wanted to see how socially obligated you were to stay at the table. And apparently you were very socially obligated because you stayed the entire time for no reason.
Right.
You could have just left.
I see the fella from the Lotus cast is in the chat.
What's he doing?
I don't think he's ever been in our chat before, so thank you for being there. I actually have kind of a fun story about the... I was talking to him about the new Jack White album the other day, which has made its way to the internet and then made its way to my computer and then made its way to my iPod and then made its way to a burnt disc in my car. What I've been doing lately, my phone's fucked up, so when I plug in the auxiliary output... It only plays on the left channel.
Ugh.
So, like, when I listen to stuff on my phone, I can only hear it in the driver's side speakers, which irritates me. And so what I've been doing is I've been burning, like, an MP3 CD so that, like, I can listen to the music that I would normally listen to on my phone, like, in my car, on all the speakers, the way God intended.
What do you drive, a Cadillac that it's got an MP3 player CD thing in it?
I think that's just kind of standard now.
What year is your vehicle?
It's a 2009, I think.
Yeah, shit. My shitty little 2008 RAV4's got that in it.
Right, so what I did is when I make a CD with MP3s on it, I can put a whole bunch of albums on it because, you know, it has 700 megabytes and... Why just burn a CD when everything has MP3 on it now anyway? So I made a whole CD, and I alphabetized it. I made a whole CD full of W people. And so...
What? You just made a CD with people with the band name starting with W?
Starting with W. That way, when I alphabetize it, you know, it does have several different artists. I can just put it in the W section.
Okay.
And it's fine. So Jack White's new album was primarily the reason that I made this disc, so that I could listen to the new Jack White CD, because I was curious what it sounded like. I'm a fan of Jack White. I think he's kind of a dick, but I like his music. It's fun. So I'm listening through this CD, and, like, you know, the first four or five songs are pretty good, like, rockin' Jack White songs, and then it kind of, you know, goes a little bit more... I'd say bluegrassy, kind of, you know, folksy.
Yeah.
And then, like, at track 11 through whatever, it just gets really, 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 like,
bad.
Like, almost poppy.
Oh.
And so I wrote this big, long, you know, diatribe about, when I hear a Jack White album, I want some experimental shit and some rockin'. I want to hear what he does with electric guitars. I don't want all this bullshit. And I finished it off by saying it almost kind of sounds like Rufus Wainwright more than Jack White. And so I'm driving around in my car and I come to realize, wait, this is Rufus Wainwright. And little did I know that the MP3 CD had gone to the next album. And I'm sitting here reviewing the Jack White album, which was no longer even the Jack White album. It was like five songs into Rufus Wainwright. And here I am being a dick.
This fucking garbage
Jack
White
shit.
Follow-up CD.
So, Yeah, needless to say, I was not a fan of the new Rufus Wainwright album.
Oh, that's a damn shame.
But Jack White's pretty good.
Yeah, it's okay. I'd say the first half's good. The second half gets kind of... I mean, you know what? The thing is, I like his, you know, acoustic, fun little ditties, too. I like them. It's just not what I want from him. Like, when Beck puts out, like, an acoustic album or something, I still like it. It's just, like, his whole album is, like, an acoustic album. Sometimes he puts out a dancey album.
It's just not like Midnight Vultures or...
Right. You don't know what Beck's going to put out. But
right.
It's not the case with Jack White. When Jack White puts something out, I still like some of the acoustic stuff, but I prefer the rockin' stuff, and I want that.
And that's typically no matter what Jack White does, whether it's with, like, the Dead Weather or, you know, the Raconteurs.
Right.
Like, it all has, like, a similar sound to it. Even as, like, his first... I haven't listened to the newest solo album, but the first solo album also has, like, a similar sound. It's all kind of along the same lines. So if he departs from that, that's... I would probably sign off.
And yeah, and I know that, you know, to tell an artist, I want you to do only one thing is a shitty thing to say, but it's what I'm saying. Go back to making fun stuff.
Well, even like you said, though, like Beck, even when he does something completely different from what he usually does, it's still kind of like Beck. You know what I mean? Like, it still seems Beck-ish. So, but if it's like, if you're doing something completely different with, you know, with your sound, then it kind of feels like a betrayal.
Right.
So who's more of a crazy cunt muffin, Jack White or Mr. Fancy Cats?
Mr. Fancy Cats.
You know, from the Smashing Pumpkins.
Pause Chicago.
Who's crazier?
Yeah.
Definitely Billy Corgan.
Yeah.
I think Jack White's actually a kind of a normal dude. I think he's just kind of a cock.
I've listened to a lot of long-form interviews with him, though, and he seems fairly personable. He just seems like he knows what he likes and he knows what he knows, you know what I mean?
Right.
Is he smug?
He's kind of smug. He had just recently had an interview where he was talking about how, like, the Black Keys pretty much ripped off everything he did, and that...
Oh, that's right.
Adele and a bunch of people completely stole their whole personality from Amy Winehouse. I don't really think Amy Winehouse was as groundbreaking as people made her out to be.
No, she wasn't.
I mean, she was okay. I thought she had some good music. I'm not going to say she didn't have good music. She had a great voice. But, I mean, she released one good album, and it was pretty much just a throwback to, what, 40s and 50s?
Kind of, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like she was doing anything, like, completely original. She's just making music that people haven't made in a while.
And then she overdosed on drugs.
And then she overdosed on drugs and died.
Yeah, that's cliche as fuck.
So now she'll have that Kurt Cobain thing where we never really saw her completely take a shit commercially.
How it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show.
And somebody's got themselves a vaporizer.
Drunkard STL on the Twitters. After a couple of weeks off, you must be well rested.
Absolutely.
And ready to get all of these things off of your chest that you've been bottling inside in your square life. Just waiting for your moment.
Yes, sir?
Waiting for your moment to shine.
Hi, Drunk.
Hello, how are you, Travis?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How was work?
You know, it was okay. I would have been here on time, but dumbasses didn't pull a line, so...
Dumbasses.
Yep. But I'm, like, on drunk time, so...
Right. They're releasing Charles Manson.
Yeah.
He's getting out of parole. Yeah, apparently. He's 80. He's almost 80.
I was about to say, is he about to die? Does he have some sort of, like, chronic cancer or something?
No, apparently it's, like, overcrowding and...
So let me get this straight. Prison is overcrowded, so you're going to release Charles Manson.
Right.
One of the most known serial killers in the history of America.
I think that's how Batman 2 began.
Well, actually, Drunk, I don't think Charles Manson actually killed anybody. I think he cut off some ears.
Aren't you like splitting cunt hairs at that point?
I'm sorry. He got people to do his dirty work for him.
But what I was thinking about when I read this article is, I mean, like, he's really kind of like a counterculture icon. I mean, you know, he's very well known. Guns N' Roses and Marilyn Manson have recorded his songs. And I mean, you know, he's like a figure that's like known. And I mean, whether it's for the right reasons or not, you know, like, you know, gothy kids and stuff like dig his stuff, don't they?
Yeah.
They realize that he's a murderer and kind of crazy, but you know, they're kind of into it.
Yeah, I guess.
Does Charles Manson, if he's healthy enough, does he go on Conan?
On Conan? Why would he go on Conan?
Like, would Charles Manson go on Conan? Would Conan have Charles Manson on a show?
Is he not big enough for, like, Jimmy or Jay?
Oh,
or...
Jimmy Kimmel. Like, would Charles Manson be welcomed on Jimmy Kimmel Live?
Probably.
Who would I would like to know who would be the first one to have the balls to suggest that they bring him on, and how much they're willing to sacrifice their sponsors.
Do you think their sponsors would?
Oh, absolutely.
Probably.
They would rebel against that shit pretty hard, I think.
I mean, ratings-wise, it would be huge, right?
Well, of course it would.
Yeah.
But there's nobody going to want to align Charles Manson come out there with the swastika in his head?
And... Right. I would say of all of them, Conan would be the one because he's on cable and whatnot.
Like, would Spike TV produce Manson Family Values? Like the reality show where they follow Charles Manson. And like he's like an old curmudgeon, you know, like he's grumpy about stuff.
Maybe not Spike, maybe TVGN.
Well, I think that they canceled the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, so they have a spot for soul-sucking demons on their channel.
If he moves down to Louisiana and starts shooting alligators, I bet the History Channel would love him.
But there's a new show that's starting up on Lifetime about broads going out in the woods and giving birth. Like, they're not giving birth in the hospital. They're not giving birth in their home. They're going out in the woods, and they're just going to, like, squat down and, like, shit out a kid in a pile of leaves.
With, like, a midwife?
No. I mean, the pictures that I saw, like, it's just her doing it on her own.
And if she doesn't come back, do they just assume that nature has taken its course, or...?
I don't know, but they're going to film this. Like, why would you sit around and watch some bitch give birth in the woods? Why would you watch that?
Do all of the chicks look like Honey Boo Boo's mom?
I don't know. I didn't see all of them, but I assume some of them do. I mean, like... But, I mean, you know, they're probably going to be mostly naked. I mean, I guess... And I mean, if it's like for educational purposes, can they show nudity like that?
What channel is this going to be on?
Lifetime.
Probably not.
That one show where the naked people are out in the woods, like Naked and Afraid.
Yeah.
I mean, they're showing their assholes and or their butt cracks and their you know, jibblies and stuff.
Like that you can do. No penis and no vagina and no nipples. I think the rules.
So, I mean, you can have a show like that, I guess, if it's not sexual?
I saw Primetime Live. Is that still a thing? There was, like, one of those news shows on at, like, 9 o'clock, and they were talking about the dangers of being a stripper. And it was the first time ever on, like, network television. It was network television, like ABC. So it must have been Primetime Live a handful of years ago. And it was the dangers of being a stripper and the stigma associated with it. And they went to a strip club, and I thought, like, they always did. They were going to blur everything out, and they straight up showed boobs on ABC, Disney-owned ABC. So I think maybe if it's educational, you could.
Dirty, gross boobs, though.
Also, you have to keep in mind about more than half of all births result in the woman shitting. Like, while she's taking the kid and pooping it out,
right?
She's also deucing.
So you're going to watch a bunch of shit come out of a chick's ass. Why would you sit around and watch that?
And not only the baby, but all of the nasty things that come before and after that baby.
Maybe there's like this really select fetish that the producers have, and they know their audience, and they really want to want to get it out there. Like people who really like jerking off to women, shitting out kids, and then poop, and then, you know, bags of things.
But, I mean, also, you're encouraging this. You're putting this on TV. You're saying, hey, this is like a cool thing to do. You know, fuck hospitals. You can just go shit kids out in the woods.
Well, I mean, if it results in more people dying from doing shit that they saw on TV, I'm perfectly okay with that.
But, I mean, you're encouraging and rewarding bad behavior. You're creating a world of shitheads.
That's all our media really is anymore, though.
I mean, like, you're finding the sleaziest, nastiest people you can find. You're putting them in a house together so they can fucking fight.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you're putting people on TV that, like you said, going out and shooting alligators and stuff. I mean, like, why is this stuff we're watching?
The guy from the alligator show, like the main dude from that show, his tagline was always "Shoot 'em," and he got his own line of bullets.
Shoot 'em bullets.
Shoot 'em bullets
for alligator killing.
They were for anything you need a bullet for. You know, they were just bullets, and he shot things with them, and it had the word "Shoot 'em" on it, and his big smiling fucking head.
So his head was on the bullet.
No, his head was on the packaging, and it said "Shoot 'em."
So it's the same bullet.
Yeah, but it's branded with his face and tagline. They were called "Shoot 'ems."
So, Mike, were you actually asking that question? Why is this shit we're watching?
Yeah, exactly.
Why? I mean, truth to me, and I think this is pretty probably the basic answer is that no matter how much of a piece of shit you are and how shitty your life is, you can watch TV and see a reality-type show with somebody who's much more of a piece of shit than you are, you know? So it's a release from, like, your everyday life, and it's also, like, showing you how much worse it could possibly be.
And also, there aren't circuses anymore, so people tune into them to watch the goddamn clowns.
So, like, I can say, oh, man, you know, financially I'm taking a shit, you know, I'm not doing so great, you know, I'm depressed, I'm bummed out, I'm fat, I'm overweight.
But look at this Hoosier with only two teeth shooting alligators.
But at least I'm not this stupid bitch with 18 kids.
Right.
Exactly.
NBC has a new show coming on in the fall called From A to Z. It's about a couple named Andrew and Zelda. Get it? From A to Z?
That's a really...
Names, from A, Andrew and Zelda. It's the story about their love.
That sounds really dumb.
So they had that title before they even made the show, right?
Oh, guaranteed. Easily, yeah. They pitched the show, the title, and then they said, what can we do with it?
Yeah, I came up with a great name for a show. It's called From A to Z. They're like, oh, what's that show about? I haven't gotten that far yet.
Let's come up with it right now. Well, I think maybe if we called the guy an A word and the girl a Z word, we'd be good to go.
Quick, think of a girl's name that starts with Z.
Zelda.
Zima.
That's a stripper. Never mind.
Zima. It was rhetorical, really.
But, oh.
I mean, you know, whatever.
Well, I was posting the spinoff. I wanted to do the spinoff.
What's the spinoff called?
Alex to Zima.
It's about a dude who gets drunk on Zimas and crashes a car and shit.
Okay, now
just about a chronic DWI offender. As he goes to court every week, the judge berates him and takes away his license.
Anchor in the chat said, "I dated a Zoe once."
Oh, Zoe!
Anchor could be on that show. See, there's some shows that if a cast member dies, you could probably keep doing the show, like they did when John Ritter died on that show with Married with Children brought.
Yeah,
and I found out. Me and Travis have been watching Silicon Valley. Have either of you guys watched that?
I watched like the first episode.
It's pretty funny.
I was going to wait till the season ended.
But one of the guys on that died, and that show can keep going. But I guess if Andrew or Zelda dies, then like that'll be really awkward to, you know, have him meet a new girl whose name starts with Z to make the show make sense. I guess for the length of the show, you certainly know that they're never going to break up because then the show wouldn't make sense.
Well, speaking of actors dying, if Tracy Morgan dies, do you think 30 Rock would actually have a chance at a comeback?
30 Rock was over like years ago.
Yeah, but they could bring it back. There'd be no Tracy Morgan.
Is he in that much danger of dying?
No, they say he's going to be fine, actually. Not fine. I think they were talking about maybe amputating one of his legs.
Apparently, that was bullshit. What? He just broke his leg. They don't. Yeah,
but I guess he's going to be okay. Our pal Benny from Podcheese had a tweet about Tracy Morgan the other day that fired everybody up. That's my dream, is to one day tweet something that like 40 people retweet and everybody's really mad at me, and I can just spend the whole day replying to people that are mad at me. But it's never happened. But the idea excites me.
Of tweeting all day?
Drunk, will you watch from A to Z?
I don't watch NBC. Like,
fuck NBC?
No.
What's wrong with NBC?
I watch CBS.
Oh, no.
You're that brand loyal that you only watch CBS?
Yeah.
Do you have anything nice to say about Wendy's?
Wendy's? I enjoy a good Wendy's burger every now and again.
Good, good.
Write that down, Mike. Tweet it later.
What do you have against Wendy's?
I sometimes enjoy a good Wendy's burger, and then like the little dash, and then drunk from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio program.
Every time I go to Wendy's, I get a specific sandwich made, and then when they give it to me in the sack, I hand it back to them and tell them to remake it, and I've never been wrong in that they fucked it up. The first time it happened, the manager was like, "You didn't even check it." I said, "I don't have to." And she looked at it and she's like, "Oh, it is wrong." Like, yeah, it is wrong every time.
Well,
it's amazing. It's like I'm psychic. I get to go in there and impress some minimum wage whore, and then my day is complete.
Did you have a bad Wendy's experience?
Yeah, talk about your bad Wendy's experiences.
Oh, I don't have bad Wendy's
experiences. No, there's no such thing as a bad Wendy's experience.
Never happened. I love Wendy's. Because
who's had one of those?
That's going to be our new thing.
Hey, just because you love them doesn't mean you don't hit them.
I mean, I prefer Arby's and whatnot, but
Mike didn't. No, you don't. Mike,
no,
didn't
don't.
We come?
Wendy's is the best.
Wendy's is the best. Didn't we have a commercial? Did we come up with a commercial for them yet? Did we record one? We were going to. Yeah, for Wendy's. Maybe next week, right?
Maybe next week. Yeah. I mean, do you want to throw out ideas? Do you have like a rough outline?
Can we bring Dave Thomas back?
I think something like you're dead. in your office setting, right?
Okay, what about this? Like what about this, Travis?
Yep, go. Yep.
Drunk is Dave Thomas's like sole heir.
Like an illegitimate child.
Right.
I'm the bastard of Dave Thomas.
And yeah, you're the bastard of Dave Thomas. And
but you precede Wendy. Cuz the fat chick the overweight lady on the commercials before the hot redhead was actually Wendy, right?
Yes.
But she wasn't very skinny or good looking.
It's Wendy Thomas, the owner and CEO of Wendy's.
The redhead is fabulous.
Let's go with Mike's idea, but that means Drunk is the illegitimate child and he precedes Wendy. So go.
And like he's just squandering his Wendy's fortune. He's just doing all kinds of crazy stuff. He's buying jet skis and stuff. And
endorsing the professional bowling league.
Yeah, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And Wendy, the current Wendy chick.
Wendy Thomas?
Yeah.
No, the hot one.
She just like comes in and says, "We are cleaning house." And like they bring out the whole new line. And like she has like pit bulls on golden leashes. And like she's kind of, you know, she urbans up a little bit.
Yeah.
Give Wendy's a whole new look. They get a brand new logo that looks like, you know, graffitis. Okay. Like get Rat Fag to do it.
Yeah, Rat Fag. Rat Fag, he'll do anything.
Yeah. We're going to make Wendy's cool, because that's the problem with Wendy's, is it's, you know, old-fashioned hamburgers. They got the old-fashioned logo. We need to hip it up.
So let me do this. Now we have that redhead come in with those pit bulls, but also she has like a rhinestone encrusted shop broom, like a big like shop broom.
Right.
And she sweeps Drunk and the old menu off into I don't know, a fiery pit.
Can she have a grill?
Why are they sweeping me off? That's my birthright. I own Wendy's.
Well, it's because you're ruining the brand.
You're ruining the brand, Drunk.
But that's my birthright.
Can
not after you burn in the pit.
After Wendy, like shoves Drunk out of the way and she becomes like the Highlander, can the background music be It's Hip to Be Square and it's just a shit ton of pictures of their hamburgers?
Why should Arby's be
because nothing says urban and cool and current like Huey Lewis in the news.
No, dude, they're coming back.
Fuck you, Napier. Do you want to apologize for what I'm going to put on the break?
No, I think everybody who is actually listening to this show deserves everything that they get.
When we come back, we do have questions for Dr. Napier. We have an interview, actually, with a celebrity who's been big in the news. He should be calling in a little bit.
So it's not pre-recorded?
No. And I guess we're going to have an update on the Hollywood Fantasy League. All right. So get excited, guys. Big guest coming up.
Pop those boners.
I wonder if he'll be on Conan. Do you think he'll be on Conan?
No. I don't know who it is, so...
Back in five.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Reefer. You might remember me from such radio shows as Where Did My Beer Go? Beer, the only beverage needed. And the Mr. Producer Show. I'm here to tell you about a wonderful app available for most smartphones. It's called TuneIn. This app allows you to listen to over 60,000 different AM, FM, and internet radio stations such as Radio FUBAR. You can download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. You can download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. TuneIn allows you to listen to our insanity anywhere.
A romantic tale as old as time.
Tell the story.
No, you tell the story.
Happy anniversary next week.
Yeah.
Fucker.
That's right. I'm the Beardy. Matt, sitting across from me, is the Beast. Melanie.
Shut the fuck up. It's not working. Just stop it.
These are the joys of doing a show with your spouse.
Yay! For my badge to smell like gun barrel.
Oh, I would love for your vagina to smell like gun barrel. Oh my god, are you kidding?
Listen live every Monday night at 10:30, 9:30 Central to Beardy and the Beast.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. Kingdom of isolation, it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away, slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway. It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small, and the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do, test the limits and break through. No right, no wrong, no rules for me, I'm free. Let it go, let it go. I'm one with the wind in the sky. Let it go, let it go. You'll never see me cry. Here I stand, and here I'll stay. Let the storm rage on. A plower furries through air into the ground. My soul is spiraling in frozen fractals all around. And one through crystallizes like an isoclast. I'm never going back. The past is the past. Let it go, let it go. And I'll rise like the breaking dawn. Let it go, let it go. That perfect girl is gone. Here I stand in the light of day. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway.
Oh, that's going on the hits album.
You think?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, that was hot.
Make you feel good?
That made me feel like a fresh schoolgirl with all kinds of hopes and dreams.
Get a hold of the show, 309-740-1430, or on the Skype at WFO Dix or Radio FUBAR.
It put a tingly in my loins.
It make you feel good?
Yeah. I'm at like 3/4 mast right now.
It's supposed to be kind of inspirational, right? It's supposed to
absolutely,
you know, motivate you?
Yeah.
Well, and it worked.
I'm at the chat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all good.
So, guys, we had two movies finish in the Hollywood Fantasy League.
Mm-hmm.
Which movies?
Maleficent. That was one of your picks, wasn't it, Travis?
That was one of Travis's. Yes.
Your second round pick?
I think it was a second round pick. I think my third round was Neighbors, which did not too bad for a third round.
Travis is in pretty good shape. Travis, what was your first pick?
My first pick was Transformers Age of Extinction.
Oh, wow. I think Travis is in good shape.
Yeah, he's got the Dinosaurs Transformer movie coming out.
Right. I mean, Transformers and Neighbors did way better than it was supposed to, I think.
How many points did Neighbors get?
Like 68.
Oh, wow.
Pretty good for third round.
Yeah, considering my first round got like 74.
So. Didn't do too good.
No, I got like 119, didn't it?
Well, I mean, it made money, but Metacritic was shitty.
Wow.
So Maleficent finished $128 million. Cool. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
What's the Metacritic?
56% Metacritic.
Ugh.
Not great.
Ugh.
So, I mean, it had 72 points, which is pretty good.
For I'll take
second it. Second round pick. A Million Ways to Die in the West was Dan's third pick, I believe. It did not do great at all.
Nope.
$30 million. 45% Metacritic.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
14 points.
Now, that's a tough sell. That's a tough sell. A comedy western in this day and age. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ugh.
And, I mean, two movies opened this weekend that'll go through the end of next week, and we'll give those out next week. But both of them have already beaten Dan's Million Ways to Die in the West just in their opening weekends.
And you should see the one that I saw, because it was excellent. And oh, one of them was yours, right?
Yeah, Edge of Tomorrow, which was Mandy's pick.
Yeah, she made a really good pick there, actually. I hope. It was good.
Yeah, I think... Well, the thing is, it didn't make any money. It finished third in the weekend. I mean, big budget Tom Cruise movie finishing third is a pretty big disappointment.
It looked like a piece of shit, though. I mean, if you watch like the marketing for it, like it looked like a movie that would bomb.
Yeah,
didn't it?
It did.
It was really good, though.
Yeah, and apparently that movie was really expensive to make. I thought that it was another one of those.
So it made how much money?
Like that Oblivion, I think, wasn't made for a huge amount of money. I think that, like, that was a fairly cheap movie to make, but this wasn't. This was a big budget movie.
Well, this had a bunch of like big time like filmmakers behind it. I think like Doug Liman, who's directed some good movies, and I think like Christopher McQuarrie, who at one point was set to write the new Star Wars movie, was in on it.
Yeah.
And it has Tom Cruise and whatever that chick's name is. It was really good.
Is it Emily Blunt?
Emily Blunt.
Was that Emily Blunt?
Yeah.
I can't ever.
$29 million opening weekend, not great. It has a 71% Metacritic, which is good. It's really good. So right now, Edge of Tomorrow only has 21 points. Still goes for the rest of the week and next weekend. So maybe word of mouth will pick up. But it was actually in third place behind the big winner for the weekend, The Fault in Our Stars, which is a chick movie based on a book, made $48 million.
And did
a 69% Metacritic.
How is a movie like that like topping the box office in the middle of blockbuster season?
It's a popular book, man.
Who had that movie?
I did.
Oh.
Apparently people are pissed
off. Is it because they sold the book at Walmart?
They sold the book everywhere. It was a popular book. It's a very popular book with the teens. See, the books that the teens read, man, those books are big.
We should come up with a list of teen books that we should adapt into movies. We should do that.
What we need to do is we need to write teen books. I mean, they're easier to write than regular books, right?
Yeah, you don't have to use big words in them.
No, you actually have to kind of dumb it down a little bit. And like have a simple plot, maybe a very simple little touching love story.
Yeah, make sure the girl with cancer dies at the end.
Spoiler. What we should do is we should make a living out of adapting R.L. Stine teen books for the motion picture theater. Like The Babysitter. You know, did you ever read The Babysitter?
I liked the dummy ones.
I think we should take R.L. Stine books and make them into hardcore pornography.
Make erotic R.L. Stine fan fiction?
Yes.
I bet there is some. I bet there's Goosebumps erotic fan fiction.
Well, R.L. Stine for teens was, because Goosebumps was for like later, what is it, like 10-year-olds? I think Fear Street was the one for teens, right? So you'd have to make Fear Street fanfic, porno fanfic.
Man, I had every Goosebump book there was. I had all of them.
Right now I have a giant box, like a banana box, you know those?
Yeah.
I have like a banana box full of R.L. Stine books because my 15-year-old at one point went through an R.L. Stine phase, and I was able to like secure like two lots of R.L. Stine books on eBay for like super cheap for Christmas. So I presented him with like a banana box sized box of books for Christmas one year.
Fucking dad of the year here, man. I had all the Goosebumps, and I think I might have had all the Fear Streets too, and I think my mom sold them all in the garage sale for like 10 cents a piece.
I think one of my movies starts next weekend.
What's that?
That Think Like a Man 2.
No, I don't think that's, I don't think that's next week. I think Dan has the Dragon movie, and I have 22 Jump Street coming out this coming weekend.
Yeah, so it's 2 weeks from now?
I think
so. I heard a commercial for it on the radio. Like a man too. I was like,
oh.
What radio station were you listening to that they were advertising that?
It was, guess. It was at work, and that's what they listened to.
Speaking of them...
They?
Will Smith is producing a George Zimmerman biopic.
Will Smith's producing that?
His son is going to play Trayvon.
No.
That is going to be hilarious. That is going to be absolutely hilarious.
What? And, like, I don't think that it's going to be, like, this big, like, you know, shit piece, like, shitting on the guy, because, like, they hired him as a consultant. He's going to, like, make millions of dollars to be involved in this. You know who they're saying?
What's his son's name? Jaden?
Jaden. It's going to be Trayvon.
Who's going to play?
Wait, really? He doesn't have any lines or anything. I mean, he just jumps out and punches the guy a couple times and gets shot.
Right.
No, he's going to have that conversation on the phone with his girlfriend about how he just went and bought some Skittles and shit.
But it's from Zimmerman's point of view. It's about Zimmerman's life.
Really?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Who's playing Zimmerman?
The front runner. To play George Zimmerman.
George Lopez.
Wilder Valderrama.
What? He's Indian.
I don't know.
Well, Americans can't tell. They just, you know, brown is brown.
So, I mean, they're gonna like put him in a fat suit or something. He's going to look like Big Mama's house, right?
They'd have to.
Or maybe he's actually going to gain that weight.
Oh, like
like putting on some pound, like Sylvester Stallone did at Copland,
which was an amazing movie.
Or you like the reverse Copland? Of what?
No, I never saw it. It
so
was
you're
shit.
The one.
Yeah,
I like Copland. I saw that in the motion picture theater.
Oh wait, I actually did see Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
That was that's what you were confusing Copland with.
Yeah.
Oops.
Pretty similar movie.
I was told this was going to be like another Twins movie. I was expecting hilarious hijinks from Sylvester Stallone and his creepy mother.
Now we're on the subject of all this, you know, stuff. We've been getting a little too racial lately. I think I it kind of worries me.
Mike,
what?
You know what's super funny about that is I just had somebody tell me that.
What?
We getting a little too racial.
Our show?
Yes, absolutely. And then they said that they really enjoyed it, except they didn't feel comfortable sharing it with their friends because it got a little too racial.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think that... I think that, like, it was just a particularly racial week. I don't think that we're typically like that.
Well, right, normally, I think that the one that... Week? The example that I got was saying that we wanted Napier to do a stereotypical black lady voice.
Yeah, but that was the joke.
Napier doesn't have voices. Napier doesn't do voices. So occasionally I ask Napier to do impressions, and his impressions all sound very similar. Like, Napier, do your impression of Justin Bieber.
I don't actually know any Justin Bieber songs.
Baby, 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 oh.
Baby, baby, oh.
That's good.
Yeah.
See, it is good. See, it's funny because, like, Travis has shared with me several of his voices. Travis has a whole bunch of voices. But I think that I'm always going to ask you to do them because it's funnier that way to me. We're just going to leave Travis on the shelf, who's actually pretty good at stuff, and I'm just going to make you do it because you're terrible. Because
of what a crack up you are.
I thought the bit was hilarious, sir.
Speaking of Justin Bieber... Have you seen the videos of him talking about N people?
No.
I mean, now that we're on racial, we might as well stay on racial. Apparently, TMZ's put out a couple of videos where Justin Bieber's straight up, you know, he actually did a parody of one of his songs where he was talking about killing N people and joining the Ku Klux Klan and stuff. And, you know, like, it was leaked. And what's funny is you haven't seen this. And you don't even know about it. But, I mean, it's been out for a couple of weeks. But, I mean, you know about the Jonah Hill thing, I bet.
He called somebody a faggot.
And told him to suck his dick. The guy was, you know, it was like a paparazzi, like, harassing him. And he told a guy that he was a faggot and to suck his dick. That you heard about. And you heard about Donald Sterling, some 80-year-old guy in the privacy of his own home. You know, and he didn't even say the N-word. He was just talking about how he didn't want his... lady friend to bring black people to basketball games.
I think what he meant was he didn't want her like fucking black dudes in public at his stadium.
Yeah, she could fuck.
Yeah,
him,
she could just not
in public.
Yeah, not at the stadium.
But this Justin Bieber thing. There's been two videos released of Justin Bieber. His first joke was something along the lines of why are black people afraid of. Chainsaws.
I've never heard this one.
And it was run N word, like you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah,
it's a bad joke. It's a stupid joke. But I mean, that's a video released of one of the biggest pop stars in the world using the N word.
That's a really old joke too. Yeah.
And the second one was him changing the lyrics of one of his songs to incorporate talking about killing black people. And joining the Ku Klux Klan. Is it because he's good looking? Is Jonah Hill and Donald Sterling get shit on and Justin Bieber get a pass?
Maybe it's because he's Canadian.
Is it because he's friends with Usher? Like, shouldn't this be a huge deal? I mean, if we're making a big deal about Jonah Hill telling a guy to suck his dick, shouldn't this be like.
Tonight was the first time I heard about the Jonah Hill thing.
Oh, you didn't know about the Jonah Hill thing?
I guess I've been kind of under a rock.
Well, that was the big outrage for like 1 week, this last week.
He's been on like a tour of talk shows apologizing and releasing statements, and it's like a whole big deal.
Yeah.
I have no idea what he's apologizing for.
I wish people would ball up and just not apologize for stupid shit like that. Like, just don't even comment on the fact that it happened. And if somebody asks you, just say no. You know, we're not going to talk about that because who the fuck cares? He obviously wasn't making a gay statement, right? He was just telling some
guy. There was
guy
a guy
was
that
a
was
faggot.
Fucking with him,
and right? He called him a faggot.
Well, did you see the thing about Chris Daughtry? He went on Fox and Friends, and it was D-Day, and they just kind of went up on the stage after he sang a song with his band. Like, the band was already gone, and they just said, "Hey, you know, can you come back out and?" You know, we'll just do like a quick little thing at the end of the show and say bye and plug your album or whatever. He said, yeah. And so he goes back out there and they say, hey, can you just like, you know, sing a patriotic song real quick to take us out? And like, he wasn't expecting to do it. He didn't know what to do. I mean, like, they just kind of sprung it on him. And he said, you know, I'm like off the clock. I don't, you know, I'm not interested. I don't...
signed up to sing a song.
Right, because I mean, like,
song.
You know, you tell him what song he's going to sing, and he can, like, read the lyrics and get ready. But you start saying, I mean, like, do you know all the words to My Country, Tis of Thee?
No. Sweet Land of Liberty,
something, something. That's it.
I don't know all of the words to the national anthem.
Where my fathers died.
And so there was this outrage. How dare Chris Daughtry disrespect the troops singing a patriotic song on Fox and Friends in the morning. And he put out this lengthy apology on YouTube. Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry that I disrespected the troops. They're heroes, and I'm just a musician. And you know, they can't say they're off the clock. I shouldn't have said I'm off the clock.
Oh, fuck you. But then if you say like Kanye West did, who has said it's like war when he goes on stage, then people get pissed off about that too. So Chris Daughtry can't say that he's off the clock, he's not going to sing a song. And if he does say that, he has to apologize.
But
if
I mean,
Kanye West, who's a douchebag, goes on stage and said every time he gets on stage to dance, it's like a war. He's got to apologize for that too. What the fuck?
So, I mean, like, you know, just think about if he fucked up. You know, My Country, Tis of Thee. Like,
right.
That would be something that if you Googled Chris Daughtry would probably be the top result.
Well, it'd be
forever.
Like when Roseanne screamed the national anthem at that baseball game.
This motherfucker doesn't even know the words to My Country, Tis of Thee. So, I don't think that's something that you have to apologize for. I think that's something that, like, if you just don't apologize, people can go fuck themselves.
Right, and why is everybody apologizing for everything now? Because, like, three people got offended.
But I don't know.
Everybody's apologizing for everything. Every single fucking day you see somebody that's in the public spotlight defending something they did or didn't do. Like, why are we living in that kind
of society?
But the
weird thing is, Justin Bieber sent out a tweet. Just like, oh, sorry about that. And nobody's saying shit.
It's all good. What was the thing that he did before where he pissed in the mop bucket at that restaurant
and
said something about fuck Bill Clinton? Which was hilarious.
And he's still the biggest star in the world.
Yeah, and nobody expected an apology from him.
Well, if they apologize.
I think he was up on a balcony, like, spitting on his fans.
Right, like, and nobody gave a shit about that either.
Spitting over the balcony onto people who were there to see him.
That loved him. People that loved him.
I just think we need to kill Justin Bieber.
I think they can just deport him over to Canada.
Okay. We'll do that then.
Well, there was that White House petition that never got any traction, even though it got all... Because, like, there's that whitehouse.org. If it gets, like, 50,000 signatures on a petition, they have to address it.
We need to convince Charles Manson, who is now getting out of prison, that... The house that Justin Bieber lives in used to belong to the prosecutor that put him in jail. No.
Well, now it's just awkward.
Drunk, you know what time it is?
And it's time for Ask Dr. Napier.
You know mic grenades? When mic grenades go off, everybody goes silent. When Napier grenades go off, everybody kind of chuckles.
From Matt Reefer, Fuck, Marry, Kill, The Abominable Snowman, Bigfoot, and the Loch Ness Monster.
Probably marry the Abominable Snowman.
Then you got to live somewhere cold.
Well, yeah, that's cool. I'd be okay with that.
But,
okay.
But Bigfoot's the other one, right?
Right. Yeah.
Doesn't he live in cold places too?
No, he's in the wilderness. Like in the woods. Yeah.
He's in the Pacific Northwest.
That'd be all cool. Cool. Get like a cabin or something.
No, they got fires out there. I don't know if that's cool. But I'd easily fuck Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster. I'd assume she would have a huge puss. And I'd kill Bigfoot.
Because you want all the beef jerky to yourself.
Teehee.
For Mandy Weaver, what's the least effective sexual position?
In the ear.
That's the least effective?
Yeah, least.
Position. I don't think, like, the place to put your penis, I think.
Oh. I'd say reverse cowgirl. That can be awkward. And it's more awkward than sexy. So.
I think that's one that's, like, more fun to watch other people do.
Yeah, but you got to have a huge hog to do that.
Than to do yourself.
That is not true. I love that position, and I have the smallest dick I've ever seen.
I don't know. I've never gotten it to work. It's like really awkward for me.
Really?
It's kind of like getting in the crab walk position.
Yeah.
And then not crab walking.
Well, not for you.
Oh, not for you. Yeah, you just kind of sit there.
It's like she's got to figure it out, right? Like, that's the best, because she has to figure out how to position herself.
Figure it out, cupcake.
It's more like a comedy of errors whenever it's me doing it.
I don't know.
It's kind of weird.
I prefer toots.
Like when toots. You're the one that has to figure it out?
Yeah. You got a director. Like, no, you got to... No, move over this way. Like, they can't really... Like, they can't always see where the penis is, like, in relation to their vagina. So it keeps, like, jabbing them in the thigh or, you know, hits them in the knot hole that you're not supposed to go in. And then they're, like, pissed off at you for, like, a week. So then you're like, okay, I guess we're not doing that again.
From Dan Allen, the movie Balls of Fury is terrible. Why does Comedy Central play it so much?
Because it's got Christopher Walken.
Disagree.
It seems like they offered the lead to Jack Black. He said no, and they just asked poor man's Jack Black, Dan Fogler, to do a Jack Black impression the whole movie. What's the deal, huh?
It's a movie that has a cult following. I mean, it's got Christopher Walken in it, so it, you know, it gets a bump right there.
Yeah, I think I watched it once. I don't think I was a big fan.
No, it wasn't that good.
It wasn't great. I mean, it was kind of fun to see Christopher Walken having fun, but it's not a movie that I would watch over and over again. I don't mind that Dan Fogler guy. I don't think he's particularly like a Jack Black ripoff. I mean, he's kind of a Jack Black ripoff, but he's not like a super Jack Black ripoff. I liked him in that Dane Cook movie. I didn't like the Dane Cook movie, but I thought he was fun in it.
Which one?
The one that he was the
waiting
plastic surgeon, and Dane Cook was the dentist.
Good Luck Chuck.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was fun in that, and he was fun in that.
He was in that Topher Grace one too.
Yeah, the one. Me home.
Who is doing coke all the time.
Yeah.
The 80s one.
Lord of the Rings?
No, Take Me Home Tonight.
Oh.
The one based on the Eddie Money song.
That was a good movie. That was fucking... That movie was super funny.
I did. That movie got a... That wasn't a big movie, I don't think. But that was a pretty good movie.
I liked it a lot.
I didn't hate it.
I never seen it.
We should get Dan Fogler on the show.
Okay,
Travis, get us Dan Fogler.
Done. It's in my list. Because you know what? As much as I thought Balls of Fury was like the biggest piece of shit I've ever seen.
Well,
like
definitely not going to get Dan Fogler.
No, and I'm sorry. It was garbage, and he probably realizes it's garbage. We just said that we really enjoyed some of his other movies. It's just that like I never had any inkling to see that movie, and we had a video store going out of business, and it was like buy six movies for like 20 bucks or some shit. And he was probably 13 at the time. He's like, oh, I want to watch this movie, Balls of Fury. I'm like, all right, let's get it. and we watched it together, and I was just like, what? It's not funny. It's not weird. It's just garbage. Just fucking garbage. And he wasn't bad in it at all. I thought he did exactly what he was supposed to. Yeah, he did exactly what he was supposed to do, and he did it well. You know what I mean? It was just
Fanboys.
Garbage.
Fanboys was funny.
Was he in that?
Fanboys.
Yeah, Fanboys is funny. The Star Wars movie?
I don't think you guys are putting this in the context of Paris Hilton's movie. Whenever you say...
The Hottie and the Naughty?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Hustle Wax where she dies.
Yeah. No, that was actually kind of funny.
From Dan Furnicase, how long is too long when it comes to a same-sex hug? What about an opposite-sex hug?
I don't know. I've never hugged a man before.
You've hugged a man before.
Really? Have you seen me do it?
No, but I'm sure you have. You give bro hugs, right?
No, I give fist bumps because I won't touch another man unless it's with my fist.
You never won a championship or something and had like a big old dog pile or nothing?
Yeah, a bunch of my teammates tried to hug me and I punched them all in the face.
Well, Napier, if I ever met you, I'd want to hug you. You know that, right?
All I am cuddly is all shit.
You are a cuddly fella.
I just told him I got...
I'm pretty sure... We've been friends a long time. I'm pretty sure I've hugged Napier.
No, I don't think you have.
I can almost guarantee I've hugged
Napier. No, because I haven't been arrested for assault yet.
I don't want to hug him from the back.
Yeah.
That is so hot.
Just like, put your chin on your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nuzzle him with your nose.
Exactly. Cuddle buddy.
Yeah, I didn't say nothing about cuddling. Cuddling's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Not hugging.
From,
I want to be the big spoon.
From Indio Techno, why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near?
Because they must fuck when they are around me. I emit a delicious scent for birds. That is like Spanish fly, and they have to have sex.
And from Anchor Babcock of Unfit for FM, I think Unfit for FM is coming back, Napier. I saw a promotional thing on the Facebook.
Did they ever go away?
They've been gone for months, drunk.
What's months?
Like months and months.
So they can still be reinstated in the Drunkard's Podcast Challenge?
I guess, yeah. If that ever comes back.
And yet each episode they've done between now and then has rated higher than our show.
From Anchor Babcock.
From Anchor Babcock. This morning, a guy approached me and wanted to trade food stamps for cash. I said no, but he thought he could change my mind by saying he lives in a white area. Is he racist? Did he think I am racist or both?
That's kind of hard to answer.
Both.
I'm pretty sure he was a druggie.
He's racist and he thought you were racist, for sure.
Been drinking some sangria.
Out the bottle.
Drinking the sangria out the bottle.
Is that warm?
No, it's in the fridge, man. And took my fish oil, mm-hmm. my sangria, a whole new me.
What are you, like 80?
Whole new me.
Fish oil.
That's right, taking my fish oil.
And that was S. Dr. Napier. So I had a birthday this weekend.
Happy birthday, drunk. How old are you now?
30.
It's the big 3-0?
Yeah.
Wow.
Soon your pecker's not going to get hard when you want it to.
Everybody on the show is now 30.
You share a birthday with legendary wrestler Mick Foley and Prince.
Prince?
Prince?
Really?
Yeah.
On Saturday?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Because I sent you a happy birthday, and then I just started seeing more happy birthdays. It was a whole thing. Pretty wild, huh?
Crazy. My dad shares a birthday with Tom Hanks. Same day and everything. Year, all that.
So were they like classmates?
They're like what are those called? Siamese twins.
Oh, I thought you were going to say wiener cousins.
They were separated.
I guess our celebrity guest isn't calling in. Maybe that'll come next week. Maybe we just need to touch base with him.
We did kind of fuck up that sausage interview, didn't we?
I don't think so. But I mean, yeah. So maybe we'll do that next week.
Yeah, maybe you could tell me who it is, and I could prepare a question.
I'll tell you later. I don't want to ruin the surprise though.
Because it won't.
It's a possibility that we have a different guest too next week.
Oh yeah?
Two guests in one show.
Wow.
That's a little too much, man.
Might be pushing it. Is there actually a possibility? Are you? Is that a
team? No, it's a semi-possibility. We'll see.
Did you talk to somebody?
I'll let you know.
Oh. I don't even know what to say now.
Are you?
I saw on the news today, do you remember Jurassic Park 1?
Yes.
The first Jurassic Park. You remember when Newman went and met that guy?
Newman. I don't think his name was Newman in the movie.
At the restaurant, and like he was going to sell the secrets, the guy that bought the secrets.
Yeah.
And like he said, don't use my name, and the guy is like, Dodson, we got Dodson here. Dodson kidnapped and raped a 13-year-old girl.
Who's Dodson?
The actor that played Dodson in Jurassic Park. I don't know who he is. I just saw the story.
I don't know who that is.
Neither do I.
Oh, that's weird.
But he was in Jurassic Park 1. And he had one scene. And he tried to steal secrets from Jurassic Park. Which really set off the whole chain of events that turned that place into dog shit. And now he's out raping 13-year-olds.
What a dick.
What a dick. Napier, did you see any of the E3 stuff you brought up that you wanted to talk about E3?
Yeah, I thought it was awesome. It was Microsoft's little thing was it was pretty shitty and boring and completely uninspired, and it made everybody, you know, they seemed like they were just there because, you know, they had to be there. But it was funny to see Microsoft backpedal on all the shit from last year that they said they could never take out or take away, and then them not mentioning it, just like not talking about it.
Did they focus on the games?
Yeah.
Was there anything big that happened?
Halo was announced.
Another Halo?
Well, a Halo collection. You get the 4 Master Chief Halos, and they're all redone in high def. You get all the expansion maps for multiplayer and a whole bunch of other shit for Halo. And that was the only thing worthwhile for the Xbox.
So there isn't a new Halo, it's just repackaging the old Halos?
You get the repackaged Halos and you get a beta invite for the new Halo, which comes out sometime next year.
It's just like digitally remastering The Little Mermaid, man.
Yeah, taking out
that shit.
They took out all the dicks from the posters, so you don't see no more dicks. You know, Little Mermaid dicks?
I actually downloaded a pornographic film illegally off the internet called The Little Spermaid.
Yeah.
Like a week or so
ago. That's a thing?
Yeah.
Does she look like The Little Mermaid?
She does, kind of, yeah. She had the whole outfit, and like she blew a guy on the beach.
Did she have a pussy or those little fish legs?
She just had the fish legs. And then like there's 3 or 4 other unrelated scenes, and then like she came back in the last scene and had legs. And then they fucked.
Hot.
That was it. But it was called The Little Spermaid. I give it.
Was it good?
I'll give it 3 stars.
I always wanted to see that one.
Out of 4?
Out of 5.
So got the.
You should shoot me the link to that.
Okay, but you shouldn't download porn illegally. You should pay for your porn.
Yeah.
Why would I do that?
You gonna post a link in Twitter or whatever?
For The Little Spermaid.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna pay for porn.
You should, though.
But I'm not going to, because the guy that I follow on YouPorn with the Produce Travis Twitter handle, he links me to a bunch of free porn every day, like multiple times a day.
You have a guy that sends links to porn?
Yeah, it's YouPorn Jude.
YouPorn Jude?
Yeah, on Twitter.
We should get YouPorn Jude on the show.
Oh, okay. Okay, I never thought about that. Let's do that.
Thank you.
He can like give us all the good stuff. Like he just watches you porn and like tells you what the good ones are.
That's all he does is post pictures of like screenshots of videos that are on you porn, and also randomly says stuff like, "Hey, Monday's for eating pussy, right, guys?"
See, fucking Lotus Cast gets, you know, bands that are on Warped Tour, and they get all kinds of like actors and big time folks. we're gonna get YouPorn. What's it? YouPorn Josh.
YouPorn Jude.
YouPorn Jude. Fuck you, Lotus Cast.
Who's getting, laughing now?
Getting the stars. YouPorn, me and YouPorn Jude, we probably got more in common than I'd like to admit.
Same playlist and everything?
I don't know. I'm going to have to follow this person. You're going to have to send me the link.
I will.
So, I mean, Napier, do you have anything else you would like to say to the people?
Can I say see you in hell, faggots? Will I have to go on an apology tour?
Do you want to apologize? Do you feel bad?
Probably should. You said? I'll apologize.
Because you should only apologize if you feel bad about it.
Well, yeah, that's how they all do it, don't they? See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Hey, it's Mike. You can hear us live every Monday night at 9/8 Central exclusively on RadioFubar.com. Come join the party in chat or download the TuneIn app for the smartphones. You can also download the show on your computers, phones, pod things, whatever, via Stitcher, iTunes, Zune, or our website, wfodix.podbean.com. Whatever the method of praising us is on your chosen download platform, do it. We'd appreciate it greatly. You can follow the show on Twitter at WFODix. You can follow the hosts at Shoza, at PJKSTL, and at DrunkardSTL on Napier Doesn't Twitter. Be sure to follow at Napierisms and contribute your personal favorites. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/WFODix. Like us. Radio FUBAR has WFOD shirts in their shop. Buy one. There's a ton of great shows on RadioFUBAR.com. If you haven't already, check some out. See you next week, and...
bye.